Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Announcing the final days of the Dream Big Sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The final days to get huge year-end savings on America's best-selling brand. Now through January 5th, get special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments on every new Ford in stock. The best deals from your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The best in Oklahoma. This is your last chance of the year to save big on a new Ford. The best time to buy. Save big on Ford quality, technology, and fuel efficiency. Get the power and fuel economy of Ford F-150 with EcoBoost, the technology of Sync voice activation, the fuel efficiency of Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all with special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments. Don't wait. These deals won't last. It all ends January 5th. So go to OklahomaFord.com now to check out the latest offers. Then hurry into the final days of the Dream Big Sales event going on now at your Oklahoma Ford dealer.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And short week last week, Tom, ended on Friday with our cattle futures, live cattle futures higher, the feeder cattle futures finishing mostly lower Friday.
That's right, Dave. We did see our live cattle trade mix and close positive. The first 4 months had triple-digit gains in the live cattle, but the feeders made new lows for the week back on Friday, but bounced well off those lows, but still did not close positive. And we did see cash in the feed yards at higher prices, mostly 162 to 164. Choice box beef was up 58 cents. Select boxes up $2.42, and a total movement of only 63 loads. There was no reports on Friday of the cattle slaughter numbers, so we had nothing to pass along. Cash feeder index was down $1.41 on Friday, and lean hogs traded mixed and closed positive. Friday's close saw February cattle $1.90 higher, 162.47. March feeders 82 lower, 211.90, and Feb lean hogs 25 higher at 81.55.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures. And, well, for the most part, the grain futures finished positive on Friday.
That's correct, Dave. The wheat closed mixed Friday. The corn and soybeans closed positive, with the soybeans having double-digit gains. Now, trading volume was light and news was hard to come by on Friday. For the week, we saw the March soybeans gain 15 cents, March corn gained 4 cents, and March KC wheat lost 22 cents for the week. And due to Christmas last week, last Thursday's weekly export sales will be released this morning at 7:30. This week's export inspections will come out at 10 o'clock this morning, and last week's commitment of traders report will be released at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And there are reports that Iraq purchased 200,000 metric tons of wheat from a combination of Canada, Australia, and the U.S. Now, we have seen mixed trade overnight. At the moment, the March KC wheat is 4 cents higher. March corn's down a half a penny. March soybeans trading 3 1/4 higher. March cotton up 20 points. February crude oil, 69 cents higher. We're looking at the March dollar index down a nickel this morning. And March Dow Jones futures, 52 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. And that'll do it for us. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.